Mom's Palace. Guys, welcome back to another episode of Twin Talk.
On this podcast, not only do we give you a breakdown,
but also share our thoughts and insights on the latest and
the greatest TV series, movies, and documentaries in the world.
So, have a chat with your favorite girls,
Tina
and Tim. Hey, y'all.
Pew, 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 pew.
What's up, y'all?
Hey, what's up? What's up? What's up? How's everybody doing?
Welcome back.
We are in August. That's crazy.
Girl, August. So full of possibilities and wonderfulness. That's what August is.
August is the start. That's about to... Fall is right behind. That's all I care about. Right. When it's August, that means fall is creeping.
That means Libra season is stepping up.
That means, you know what I'm saying, Libra season, that's it.
Y'all about to be blessed with some of the best energy and the most incredible people that you've ever met in your entire life.
It's just amazing to be a part of a Libra's life.
You know,
would never, like, you would never understand.
Y'all are so lucky. Anyway.
Anyway, guys,
oh
so,
my God.
Recap, about 2.5 weeks ago, we did do DC versus Marvel, and I just want to talk about who won. So this wasn't even a race, right? It wasn't, it didn't even make sense.
Let me act like I don't know who won. Okay, oh my God, what happened? What happened?
So who won Marvel versus DC? Clearly it was Marvel. Boop, 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 boop.
Of course, because who else would it be?
Yeah,
I mean, we all like Superman. We all like Wonder Woman. But
Marvel, of course, the Marvel universe is just so many. And yeah, so I do appreciate everybody that took part in it.
It's Poppington.
Yes. That was last week. So again, if you did listen to last week's, you should definitely do. We definitely dived in and broke Marvel and DC. Anyways, this week is super, super exciting. We have a really cool topic. I feel like you guys will really enjoy. It's just especially just starting this year off with a father and son dynamic. But we will dive into that a little bit later. We definitely want to talk about some new stuff that's coming out.
My God, it's a lot. Like all the shows and movies we've been waiting on since COVID, yep. All the rumors we heard, and you can see like everything is coming out all at once. So overwhelming. I have so many things to watch, have so many things that I've already watched, have so many things that I'm looking forward to watching. It's just like, okay, Hollywood, let's relax, take a deep breath.
No, let's not
but
relax.
But keep it coming.
But they had me on hold and I was waiting. So already, what has, if anybody's into it, so Love is Blind came out with a few little episodes. Outer Banks season 2 is out, which super dope. I already started watching it. We're going to touch up on a show later on. That's going to be after we talk about the main topics, but we're going to do like a live. What we want to do is touch up on a show and try to talk about it as it's going on today. So we're going to dive into that a little bit. But I mean, we got so many things that's coming out. So Suicide Squad come out this Friday, the new one with Idris Elba. Who else is in it? John Cena.
Oh, yeah. It's,
Pete, isn't Pete in there?
Pete is in there. And then, of course, our girl is coming back.
Okay.
It's Harley Quinn.
Yeah, so that's coming out this Friday. I want to see how it was because the first one was trash.
It wasn't trash because of the actors. I'll say that. It was not. The actors did their job.
It wasn't the actors.
It was the storyline. It
was the storyline, and it was the direction. It was the fact that y'all led us wrong. Like, we were really excited to see Jared Leto play the Joker. The trailer was misleading. And we just literally the Will Smith.
But I'm scared they're going to do that again, because they did that with Birds of Paradise. I mean, Birds of Paradise. That's my favorite flower, y'all. I'm sorry. Birds of Prey. Like, it, like, I thought it was going to be more expounded upon version of Harley Quinn and the Joker. I was really excited to see my baby Jared Leto. Oh, my God.
No, I knew he was not going to be in that one. That's actually...
I was so excited. Well, yeah, they kind of... It wasn't like... I didn't expect him to take, like, a lead role in it. But I expected to understand them more. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I think after Suicide Squad, I was just like, oh, I see the direction that y'all going into.
I see what we doing, DC.
Yeah, I see what we doing. But so that's coming out this Friday, so that should be cool. There's still a lot of things to look forward to. I don't want to dive too much in. But yes, September is the month of return of the regular shows that we normally watch. So, and there's a lot of good movies coming out, guys. I'm so excited for all these movies that are coming out. I've been waiting, and it's finally here. So yeah, so this Friday, Suicide Squad, we definitely gonna touch upon it. We will be doing an episode on Black Widow. Black Widow came out. So like I said, guys, there's so many things we want to touch upon. Oh, Space Jam did come out too. Yes.
Ali loved it.
Okay. I didn't watch it yet.
You didn't watch it yet, girl. You got to watch it. It's cute. It's a cute little family movie. It's not, I mean, it's LeBron James. I mean, when Michael Jordan did Space Jam, he wasn't about to win the Oscar. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah, totally.
So it's definitely that kind of movie, but it's so good. Don Cheadle's in it. Like, Brian put his whole family. I saw a
few people.
Got his whole family in check. He like, bae, put the kids in the car. Let's go to Hollywood. We about to get this check. All them kids got paid.
That's it. That's how you do it. I'm excited, guys. It's about to go on. It's about to take off. And it's crazy because it's like, we're trying to, what can we grab? What can we put on the podcast? Because it's
everything.
Like, everything is speeding. And then we just, oh my God, y'all just,
there's so much to watch. Oh my God. Are we going to talk about some of our recommendations? Like the new shows we started on HBO.
Wait. We're going to talk about that. Remember, that's the live show that we're going to talk about.
All right.
We're going to do that after we talk about the...
Because we got some things to say. Yes.
All right. So, the next thing I want to talk about, guys, is such an important thing that recently came out. Well, this came out a couple of weeks ago. The Emmys Awards nominations.
Oh, yeah.
We are... super excited because the two of our shows that we did talk about on our podcast is in it, and that is Bridgerton and Bridgerton. What was the other one? Queen's Gambit. And also WandaVision.
I'm so happy Queen's Gambit got nominated. It definitely deserved it. Like,
so
absolutely.
Queen's Gambit got limited series awards. And then Bridgerton got a lot, but Bridgerton got drama series.
Girl, Bridgerton took home the cake.
WandaVision is also in the limited series also, so that's going to be super interesting to see. And then the lead character, the Duke from Bridgerton, he's nominated.
Poppy Chulo.
Actor. So super excited for that. A lot of our shows that we have watched in the past, I feel like this is going to be such an amazing Emmys, because it's capturing like literally everything that we did and watch. So I'm actually really excited.
So that just goes to show that we are recommending the right shows. So y'all need to
listen. Here's the thing. Half of these shows we still haven't even touched upon, and they're on here. So amazing. But hey, guys, if you haven't watched Hamilton, it's on Disney Plus. Please do Hamilton.
Oh my God. If you haven't watched Hamilton at this point, like, you need to get your life together.
It came out last year I've already watched it about 6-7 times.
I'm gonna be honest. Everybody watch it. That's why I got Disney Plus originally. It was because I needed to. I got tired of everybody telling me to watch Hamilton, go see Hamilton. And then the shutdown happened. And then I'm like, I can't see Hamilton. Yeah. So, and then they put it on Disney Plus. I was like, oh, let me get Disney Plus.
I was so happy. I was actually, it was right before I moved to New York. They were doing it. And New York was just crazy and stuff. But oh, there's so many shows, and we're gonna soon touch upon Handmaid's Tale, but I'm not gonna get to it. But oh God, it's nominated show. Like crazy. Don't do it. To the but and then the one show we mentioned in one of our episodes, Mayor of Easttown, also got nominated. We mentioned that because that was one of the shows that was playing. Falcon mm-hmm. and the Winter Soldier got nominated also. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, guys. So
I'm glad I finished that. I let myself finish it.
Yeah.
I'm glad I did. Because by the time it got to the last episode, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a different direction than Disney or Marvel has gone in so far, like going super political and like
I can't wait.
At least tied it up nice in a nice pretty bow and, you know, okay, we can work with that.
And also, Bridgerton got Outstanding Production Design for a narrative period or fantasy program.
Girl, because the outfits.
The houses. And also Queen's Gambit also did get nominated for that too. So that's going to be interesting that mm-hmm. we did those head-to-head and then they're mm-hmm. going head-to-head in that. Mm-hmm. So,
because we smart, y'all. Y'all yeah, I mean,
we know what we're doing. We know what we're y'all doing. Just, so definitely that's going to be super exciting. It's going to be a great moment. And we want to do a live podcast, but we're just gonna see how that goes. But I think that would be super cool just because a lot of the shows that we've talked about was on there. So yes, the Emmys will be coming out September 19th. We'll definitely let you guys know and keep you updated. All right, so we're gonna hop on into our topics of the day. Are we ready to let them know what we're talking about, Miss Tina?
We're talking about so today we will be doing son versus father.
And then
father,
who could that even be?
Versus son. Simba versus
Mufasa.
Who else would it be? Who else could we do but the Washingtons? Not the George, Washingtons. But the Denzel and John Washington. These two are remarkable actors in the world today. Denzel and more known.
John, y'all know about Denzel.
Everybody know about Denzel Washington. He been our mama's Denzel. Favorite. He was our auntie's favorite. He was the lady at the church with the big hat's favorite. Okay.
He been the man's favorite.
And a lot of people who aren't aware, but John Washington is actually his son. And I did not know that until it was confirmed for me earlier this year. I think by you, T. We were talking about something. And he was like, yeah, his son, blah, blah, blah. I was like, his son?
I remember. Wait, what? You were like, what?
Excuse me? They're related? I just thought his last name was Washington. Because, you know, black people, it's a whole bunch of black Washington.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. That plantation was big. I don't know.
Yeah, because it's like Booker T. Washington. Like,
it's Washington's everywhere. So I didn't even think twice about it. But yeah, so we were talking about a couple movies that came out. This was when we were in the middle of our break and we were just talking about some of the stuff we wanted to come back with. And two of the movies that were on our list were movies played by both of these guys. So one was Tenet and the other one was, why'd it slip my mind?
The Little Things.
The Little Things. So both of these movies just came out a couple months ago, actually.
Well, The Little Things came out in January. Actually, both movies actually did come out this year.
They did come out, this year. Earlier this year, but it took us some time to get to them.
Out.
Yeah. So both of those movies came out earlier this year. And then we got to realizing they both have a nice little rap sheet of movies. So why not talk about
trying.
No shade. No, but he has some good stuff.
Yeah.
He got some good stuff every now and again. But so this episode, we're going to be talking about those two. So I'm going to take John, because, you know, I'm the younger of the twins. So I'm gonna take the fresh, younger approach on things. So I'm gonna take the little baby.
So yes, we're gonna dive into the Washingtons, and we just want to explore because they did come out with some really deep movies that a lot of people were talking about and kind of ripped apart. So we just wanted to do our own segment about it. So, let's go on in. All right, Chris, take it away, Miss Tina.
Well, yes. So I'm, like I said, I'm going to talk about John Washington. So just to give y'all a quick background, John David Washington, born July 28, 1984, is an American actor, producer, and former American football, so NFL player. He went to Morehouse. He signed with the St. Louis Rams, was an undrafted free agent in 2016, and then decided to make a switch and follow in his dad's footsteps again, who was Denzel Washington. And his mother is Pauletta. She's a singer, actress, you know, not as popular as Denzel, but still a well-known household name. One of the first roles that I saw him in was in the show Ballers. That was a show, I think it was produced by Dwayne Johnson, but he also was a star in the show. But he played a running back, I believe, in the show as well, who had just had some issues in and out of the NFL and was always getting in trouble and was loud and very funny to watch. The next movie he starred in was actually a movie produced and directed by Spike Lee, which was Black Klansman, which was an hilarious movie, but also a political movie. I think it was based on a true story about a police officer who went undercover as a Klansman, and he was Black. And it happened somewhere around Chicago. Yeah, I remember seeing something about, like, watching an interview about who the movie was based off of, the actual officer, and he was from Chicago. So, you know, Chicago niggas, we be like, we gonna get you, okay? And he received a Golden Globe and a Screen Actors Guild Award nomination for both of those roles, specifically. And then his most recent film he starred in was Tenet. And in between those two movies, he also starred in a movie with Zendaya Washington. Mm-hmm. Or Zendaya.
Girl, it's Zendaya Washington.
Oh, my God. With Zendaya. What was the name of that movie? I watched it, too. It was on Netflix.
Wasn't it Malcolm and...
Malcolm and Marie.
Marie, yeah.
Child, the most toxic relationship. I ain't never seen nobody argue over a bowl of macaroni. Okay? I can't. That was the most toxic relationship, but it was a nice little artistic piece or whatever. And that was on Netflix, straight to Netflix, wasn't featured in a movie theater. And then, like I said, the recent movie was Tenet. That's the main movie we're going to be talking about today. So Tenet is a science fiction action thriller. I believe based off of, or no, directed by Chris Nolan. And it was a nice try. Before I get into it, it was a nice try. You know, in this age, in 2021, we're very aware of our history. We're very aware of technological advancements. So when you make a movie like this, you have to be careful to not make it too complicated, but also not too corny. Uh-huh. And I feel like it was on the complicated side with corniness mixed in, and it just didn't make it like it was trying to be Morpheus in them, and it wasn't giving what they thought it was gonna give. Now, whatever this movie is based off of, I think it was a movie it was a book before, and it's following these secret agents who actually are time agents, and they are able to manipulate time, go back, fix things, rewrite history, make them work the way it's supposed to. If somebody goes back and does something bad, they can go back and fix it. And it just made it was just real confusing. So
yeah, that's
it was real confusing.
And the crazy thing about this movie, right? So it was so many talks about Tenet. And one of the reasons why I love Christopher Nolan, he's a phenomenal director. Mm-hmm. He's directing a lot of great stuff. And so I was very interested. And then when I found out, I was like, oh my goodness, Denzel Washington's son's playing in this. Because I don't I didn't watch Ballers. I wasn't a fan of Ballers. So.
Oh, I loved Ballers. It was so good. I'm so mad. It's not. It's done.
I was like, okay. And then in Tenet, I was like, okay. I'm a really huge fan of Robert Pattinson. So that was another reason why I was like, okay, Denzel Washington's son, Robert Pattinson, Christopher Nolan, let's get into it. Mm-hmm. Right? And oh my gosh.
Girl.
And before I say it, I want to read this. So the movie was delayed 3 times mm-hmm. because of COVID-19.
Right. Understandably so.
It was supposed to be released in the UK August 26, 2020, and the United States September 3rd. So that was interesting. But then I didn't like the movie, but the stats, crazy. It was the first Hollywood tentpole to open in theaters after the pandemic shutdown. And gross $363 million worldwide.
That's because ain't nobody have nothing else to do. We was tired of being in
exactly,
the house.
Exactly. And then it's like making it the 5th highest grossing film of 2020. Child. Now here's the thing. And then also won Best Visual Effects in the Academy Award. Now they have to understand that. We were in lockdown, and when people are so used to going to the movie theaters, and then you take that away, the first movie that's coming out, people's gonna come out and see. But then it was like, when people came out and seen it, what was people really saying about it? My thoughts, and we're gonna have to break this down.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like it at all. The reason why I didn't like it at all. Now, I love long movies, right? Mm-hmm. I love long movies that make sense. Endgame was about 2.5 hours, right? 3 hours, whatever.
Oh, shoot. And I can watch Endgame through and through.
But
then,
you know what I'm saying? It don't even bother me.
Right.
What's another movie? Wolf of Wall Street. Ooh. That movie was about 3 hours. Amazing.
Perfect example. Because it ain't an action movie. It's not. It don't got nothing to
do
with
that.
You
know what I'm saying?
Quality scripts.
Tenet, I was like, all right, and I was hearing the hype for it, so I'm like, cool, let's get into it. And like you said, I think that they were trying to be, and I hate when they try to do this with scripts and directors, they're trying to be so different and so unique to the point I think that they push that envelope a little bit too much, and then you can kind of be too much, and then it comes out being dumb, not good. During the movie, I was so lost because I'm like, what am I watching?
Right.
I didn't get anything what I was watching.
Girl, we was at the end and the beginning, and in the beginning was at the end, and then what? Girl.
I was like, wait, what is going on?
I think, I don't know. It's like this weird, and maybe that was on purpose. I felt like it was moving too fast and too slow at the same time. Like, it was like there were so many things that were happening, and I was just like, why did this happen?
Then my thing is, it's like, when the movie first starts, it's like, da-da-da, and then you just like, did the movie just start, like, has the movie been playing for an hour already?
Yeah.
Like, and then it starts going slow, and then you're just like, wait, what? And then it was random when somebody was like, this person died from cancer. I'm like, wait, who got cancer?
Right, girl. Like, there were so many unexplained situations that just,
was there some cool parts? I think the cool parts were that we were watching this going forward, and then we were seeing him fighting with himself. I thought
that airport scene was cool.
I thought that was super interesting. So then I'm just like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got lost again, and I said, oh, that was it. Okay.
How did you feel about Robert Pattinson's performance?
Because I love Robert Pattinson. I think he's a phenomenal actor. I think he's underrated, and a lot of people just don't appreciate him as much as I do. But I think... Yes, because everybody's like, oh, is that Robert Pattinson from Twilight?
I know. Because, you know, actors get associated with their breakout role.
And it
role.
Sucks because it's just like, okay, yeah, I fell in love with Robert Pattinson because of Twilight. Doesn't matter, but...
Right? He was a beautiful vampire.
Oh, my God. He was so beautiful. And so sweet. So... Oh, my.
Just amazing.
Oh, my God. Anyways, yeah, you already know I was diving up it back up into the movies, even though I've seen those movies at least 10 million times. Anyways... Girl. He's done so many good movies. His movies has been nominated for the Oscars. He has branched out and really did his thing. So Robert Pattinson is doing good. And also shout out, if you didn't listen to our 01, Robert Pattinson is going to be playing the new Batman. Peepee, can't wait till that come out.
We're going to see how but, this goes.
Robert Pattinson performance, I think, was just, it was fine, because guess what? It didn't matter, because I didn't understand nothing. It was lost.
No.
Yeah. I think he did good. He did good as he could with the script.
I think this wasn't his role. I think this was not whoever casted him. I think they needed it. Okay, so I heard, well, you know this because you went to film school and everything. You know you have to have international appeal whenever you're thinking about casting. So that has to be a portion of it that goes into it. And we already have a black lead. Which, even though that's popular right now because of the whole Me Too, Black Lives, all of that stuff movement, you still need somebody that's going to reach over the aisle to the other side. And I feel like that's how they casted him. Now, with that, I too love him, and I appreciate his body of work, right? I don't think he did a bad performance, but I think the direction that he probably received for that character was not right. It didn't fit. And like you said, I already was confused anyway. So just seeing him look uncomfortable.
It's just like they stood him in and he was like, oh, okay.
Right. Like he was lost too. Like, and then, oh my God, I don't know if I'm just being I don't know if I'm just being a Libra who's being nitpicky, but the way that they like wrote, because you know, like there's a flow to everything.
Yeah.
So in a conversation, there's a flow. In music, there's a flow. And I just felt like whoever wrote this script or whoever directed it, whichever one is responsible, not whoever, because we know who did it, whoever is responsible for it. Why did they make it where he was always finishing somebody's sentence? Like, shut the fuck up and listen. Like,
girl,
he was constantly like, somebody would be like, here's the hieroglyphics for the Egyptians. And he'd be like, that they wanted to do for the pyramid. Like, damn, nigga, shut up. Like, let him finish. Like, tell the story. That bothered me. And I think I was probably just being nitpicky at that point because I already was forcing myself to finish the movie.
Exactly. I was like, the dialogue.
Girl,
it was just like two strangers coming together, and just like it's like they're like looking at the script, like, yeah, it's
right,
like, look up,
yeah. And,
I don't know, it Robert and again, it's like they just threw Robert in. I'm sorry, I feel like they only cast John and everybody else. It was like, oh, shoot, let me.
Yeah, I figure out who's going to be the next. Right.
I think John was like the one, they were like, oh, we got to have him, right? Oh, we want to do this cool movie, da da da. And I just feel like the rest of the cast was just like, the girl was off.
The girl made, I completely forgot about the girl because she just.
Let me tell you something. I'm like.
The point.
I was like. when she got shot or whatever, I said, I don't care.
And good riddance. Good
goodbye. Am I supposed to feel anything? I don't know. I just feel like Tenet just wasn't. Like I said, there were some cool parts in Tenet. You know, I thought that the beginning was cool, you know, because, you know, him, like, he's tortured before consuming suicide pills. He awakens to learn the suicide pills was like a test of loyalty, and then the artifact was lost. So I'm just like, okay, we're going somewhere. We're going somewhere. I'm like, okay, what are these pills? What is this? And then it's just like, okay, wait, we're the same time period. Wait, is it going backwards? Is it going forward?
Right.
That's so then really I was just like, I was like, wait, I'm lost.
It was one of those, you know how people be like, you can't miss, like, you got to pay attention the whole movie. You can't blink. Because if you blink,
you can't breathe loud.
You're going to be like, wait, what happened? Oh my God. Like, I turned my head for 2 seconds.
For girl. 2 seconds. No, it was, and I don't know. I really just, the ending was like Neil and Ives break up the part waves, and they notice that Neil is wearing the red trinket.
Mm-hmm.
When Neil reveals that he was recruited by the protagonist in Neil's past,
right, which is his future.
Yes, since Kat knows too much. Pariah attempts to have her assassinated, but then, like, Pariah is killed by the protagonist, right, who has concluded that he is the mastermind behind the Tenet. I was like,
okay.
They
was in that field by that, what was that, a well? I don't even know. By the time the movie ended, it, like, I normally would let the credits play. I was just like, get me out of here, HBO, because I can't. I'm
was
tired.
Just like,
I was exhausted. I was mentally exhausted. I had to watch Family Guy or something. Like, I was just like, I can't.
I just thought that it was going to be something complete. And then it was already crazy because you look at the time and the movie is already super long. So not only did you make this movie confusing, but you made it mad long.
It was long.
And of just like not understanding anything. So,
and I'm going to be honest. So, okay, first time I watched it, because I watched it twice, right? I put myself through this twice. Well, okay, I didn't watch it twice. I watched it one and, like, one quarter of the time. Because the first time I turned it on, I fell asleep. I started watching it, and I got, like, 30 minutes in. I woke up, and the credits were rolling. And I was like, well, what the fuck? So I made myself stay up. I took time out of daylight time to watch this movie.
Ooh, that's always rough.
And I was like, I put off cleaning for this.
Uh-huh.
I put off doing adult stuff for this. Girl, I was like, what and why? And then I could have just lied and been like, I didn't like it from the first time. But no, I wanted to be honest.
I'm glad that I watched it, because it's just like, when people talk about that they liked it, I said, you're going to have to give me something.
Tell me what you liked.
It was unique. It was something different. We've never seen a time period fighting with that person. You know.
Mm-mm.
You've seen it before. You've seen The Matrix.
And it's not that the concept is confusing. I get the concept, right? Time travel is something that is very popping right now. Because
everybody's
we ain't got
nothing
else
about
to think about. Because we done been to the moon. We done created nuclear weapons, like, we got Apple now. So that's the natural route. We're only going to get more curious about things that we can't control. And one of those things is time. So the concept of time travel and going back and forth and your past being your present and your present being your future, that's understandable. I can wrap my head around that. It just, this script, this storyline, it just wasn't.
I just felt like they tried to make it too unique. I felt like they tried
really
to make
did.
It so different and so unique to the point you confused everyone. It was just like, what was the whole point?
It was giving. It was you know what it was giving. It was giving a little bit of Morpheus in them. Okay, for
no,
our Matrix people.
Yes, I was.
It was giving. It, what was that movie with Justin Timberlake and the big eyed girl from Mean Girls? What is her name? She always played a ditzy Amanda. Person. Amanda. Remember that time travel? Him. The movie where they had, where money wasn't money. Money was time. Like, your time was money.
Oh, I don't, I think I seen it, but I think, boy, that was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. But it was giving me anything. Pieces of that. Like, it was just taken from everywhere and trying to reinvent it. And I was just like, why? What are you doing? Like, if you want to make a movie about time travel, make a movie about time travel.
Make a movie about time travel and make it make sense. Stop trying to be different from everybody, from every other script. You can be different. You just don't have to make it so complicated. And then you make it so long to the point you lose your audience. Mm. And then it's just like you, and then it makes me mad because y'all make so much money. You only made money because guess what? That was the only movie that was out. If it was on a regular year, like if this movie would have came out now, you wasn't making that money.
That's probably because why they got away with it. Because they
yeah.
We had no other choice.
It was garbage. 100%, y'all, I ain't like it.
If you vote for this, we know what kind of person you are. Moving right along. But so, no, other than that, though, I think he has a really impressive body of work. Like I said, I loved him. If you haven't seen Ballers, if you have HBO Max, or HBO On Demand. I don't know if you watch regular TV. If you do, you're weird. Okay, but
like, you can watch regular TV. Like, you're not
weird. Not consistently.
Okay.
But
you have HBO. Watch Ballers.
It's so good in that show. It is hilarious, but it is so good. Like, it's a lot of serious scenes, but it's really good. Malcolm and Marie. I mean, if you want to make feel more confident about your relationship and not being as toxic as you thought it was, watch Malcolm and Marie. You will be reassured that your love is fine.
I think he's definitely a come-up actor. I just want the right director to get a hold of him.
He needs the right director.
The right director. The right director. And the right crew to bring him out. And I feel like...
It's all about his support.
It's about your... Because your father has had the best directors, and I mean, at the end of the day, your father is
that. Wait, who we need to write a letter to Denzel? Why did he let this man steer his son in the wrong direction? I don't understand.
Denzel, give me. He's gonna let his son. You know, at the end of the day, if you have a kid in the arts, you gotta let them take their own way because they're not gonna want to be the path of their father. You get what I'm saying?
And he has another son. Different. That's not. I think John is the oldest of like four. Mm-hmm. You don't hear much about their other kids because
they're not really. So I think Denzel is more like, oh, you want to be in the actor world, you got to know it's hard. And listen, you want to do your own thing, you don't want to be underneath me. Hey, and I just feel like they're the type of parents who just, he's like, do what you got to do. I'm not gonna give you context. Like, and then I see John, he's like, I want to make it on my own, I don't want to be the product of, you know, my son or whatever. But let's go to my favorite human being. So we're gonna go straight to Denzel Washington, guys. Denzel Washington is a phenomenal actor, but not only is he an actor, he's a producer and he is a director. He was born December 28th, 1954, in Mount Vernon, New York. And let's just say, guys, the nominations is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got 2 Oscars. Most of the times, you only get 1 Oscar. But my homie got 2 Oscars in all together. So, he's basically won 86 wins and with 178 nominations. That just to give y'all, Denzel is it.
You know what I'm saying? Period.
And if you haven't watched,
and now, he should have won more than that, but we
he should have no, but he got nominated for a lot of movies actually, for Oscars. Oscars are always really, really hard to win. So he was nominated for
Malcolm X.
He didn't win. I'm dying. Flight. He didn't win. Fences. He didn't win. He was nominated for a lot. But he did win Glories that came out in 1989. That was a supporting role. And then the lead role, he won Training Day, which y'all, if y'all haven't seen Training Day,
I'm gonna
talk to y'all. You know what I'm saying? That movie is
I feel lit. Like every black man, every man, period, from Chicago loves that movie. Because I have seen it with every guy I've ever dated, even a little bit. Like, King Kong ain't got shit on me. I'm like, yo, you're not him. You are not him. Okay, relax. My goodness.
So, he has done his thing. Denzel is, he's just, when he gets on the screen, I promise you guys, I always get lost. One of my favorite movies of him has to be, what is it? Remember the Titans.
I love to Remember the Titans. I'm so glad you brought that, because if you didn't bring that up, you know I love football. Well, we both love football.
We girl, love that football.
That is my movie. I will watch Remember the Titans anytime, any day.
Let me tell you something. I love that movie. I love his performance. It was just so good. Oh my goodness.
He did such a good job.
But let me tell you something. So that was when I was younger. That's my younger. But let me tell you something. One of my all-time favorites, besides Training Day, I'm sorry, American Gangster, the way he
played. Oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
How did I forget about that movie?
Girl, I used to watch it all the time. And a lot of people don't know.
I remember seeing him on Oprah talking about that.
A lot of people don't know. American Gangster had everybody. Russell Crowe. It had Idris Elba. It had T.I. It had everybody up in that movie. Everybody was in that movie. That movie was lit. So that's when American Gangster is actually one. A lot of I loved Man on Fire, John Q. And then my movie that he... this movie always just does something to me. Antoine Fisher. Oh, my goodness. My movie. Loved it. So, anyways... We're going to be talking about a recent movie that he came out with in January, and it was called The Little Things. Now, guys, I was super thirsty for this movie to come out, The Little Things, because I was just like, wait, Dan's coming out with a movie, but wait, hold on. He's with Jared Leto? Nah. And he's with Rami? Nah. So I was just like, guys, I was just like, I was so geeked. I was so excited for this
girl,
movie to come out.
And me,
I was telling everybody, y'all gotta watch this movie. Theaters wasn't, it was still kind of open, not open, but they played, it came out on HBO Max and it aired in January. And just to give you the little background on the movie, a little summary. So the deputy chef, Joe Deacon joins forces with Sergeant Jim Baxter to search for a serial killer who's terrorizing Los Angeles. As they track the Cupid, Baxter is unaware that the investigation is going somewhere else, up to echoes of Deke's past, uncovering disturbing secrets that can threaten more than his case. So, again, you have three superstars. And
amazing
again,
actors.
You have Denzel Washington, you have Jared Leto, and you have Rami. Y'all, movie trash. I was so mad because I'm literally watching this movie, guys.
Now, what specifically made it trash? At what point, because I was going to say yes, but they had me to a certain point.
No. So, it was trash. The climax. So, guys, they build us, right? So, like I said before, you have Denzel Washington. He's a cop. And then you have Rami. That's a cop also. Mm-hmm. Jared Leto was the suspect of the serial killer. So, this whole time, it was like all the evidence was steering to Jared Leto. But then it was just like, it was the assumption. So guys, it's the buildup. It's the buildup. They're like grabbing Jared Leto, but it's like, no, we don't have all the evidence. And then it's just like Denzel Washington, his character, he was reliving his past because it was a past. It was the same serial killer, like, I don't know, 10 years ago.
And then it's just like,
yeah, so then he's like, he's reliving it, seeing the same pattern, so that's why he jumped on this case. Then you got Rami, that's new. He's a new sergeant. He's the new young buck in town, you know what I'm saying? Denzel Washington was the old school. And it's like they're teaming up. They're coming together trying to catch Jared Leto because he is the suspect. Here's the problem. We did that whole build-up, guys, at the edge of our seats. And then we realized Jared Leto ain't the killer. And guess what, y'all? We don't ever find out who's the killer. And I'm like, I'm like, wait. And here's the problem, y'all. They done killed Jared Leto. So Rami killed him. And then the ending part is Denzel Washington, because when they found out they didn't have all the evidence and he really, like, Jared Leto was not the killer. He was just acting like a suspect, but he wasn't. It's because it's like, I don't know if y'all watch, because me and Tina, we watch a lot of crime shows and all that stuff. Girl, so it's like, it got to the point where when you believe something, they didn't do the full investigation and it was taken back. Like, it was like back in the day. And this was kind of like a true life detective story. And when you see a suspect that's like having all the like points, like, oh my goodness, it's all pointing to him. He has to be it. You can get super obsessed with it. And the fact that they didn't do the full investigation, they didn't really like break it down. They just focus on Jared because they were like, this has to be the person. But then you could start seeing, you start questioning yourself. I don't know if you were doing that, Tina.
Oh, absolutely.
I was like, I don't think Jared's the killer.
I think he was just weird.
I think that he was egging it on. I think Jared Leto was like funny. Now, here's the thing. Jared Leto did that. He did that.
He played crazy.
Jared, everybody, he played that role the best. Because it was just like, Jared, at first I was like, nah, he gotta be the killer at this point, because why are he acting like that? And Jared Leto is a method actor, and I don't know if I said this before, method actors, they take it, they become
very
that. Become it. So he became that, gained a little weight, did all that stuff, but he wasn't even a killer. And the ending is Rami basically killed an innocent man, but Denzel Washington set it up to make Rami sleep better at night, and basically like said, yes, he was a killer, but he wasn't. So,
but that's what them officers like, be doing for real. Hold on, let me do that anyway. Because to me, cops do that anyway. Because like you just said, we watch a whole bunch of crime movies, and crime shows, and I like real life. I love the documentaries. I'm gonna be real. So this gonna sound bad, y'all. I don't like watching crime shows about Black people because I feel like it's too relatable.
Yo.
So I gotta pick and choose what crime shows I watch and what movies I watch. But all of them crime, like that's some of the common denominators that I've seen in a lot of those crime shows, is that the police officers, they like get their mind set on one person, and they just stick to that one person. And it's like, and literally every single cop show, cop documentary, crime documentary I've seen where the wrong person was convicted, the police just didn't want to face the fact that they didn't know who the killer was. They didn't know what the truth was, and they just picked the person that was closest to
that had the most, like, the most evidence,
or fit the what's it called,
the profile
the best, and just go with that. And it's like, how many people we know in real life?
Because I know
that's done been through. I know a few that's done been through this same crap.
And I just think that it's not fair
at all.
It's really not fair, because it's just like, you're toying with people's lives. So the fact that y'all killed this dude, y'all buried him, and I think the reason why, now it would have been cool. This is okay. So this is why I should have been the director. It would have been real cool if Denzel would have turned out to be the killer.
That's where I thought it was going. I thought it was going to be Rami, or I thought it was going to be Denzel, because I'm like, okay, this is doing too much. Like this,
the way they kept like switching, and it was just like, mm-hmm. okay, it's Jared Leto, but then it's just like the way Denzel was acting. Why did you move far away? You right. come back. Why did the girl?
That's what
why,
it was.
I'm why like, was the then... forensic scientist was like, I'm not finna do this for you again. Like, you know what happened the last time. So I'm just like, mm-hmm. oh my goodness, what if Denzel Washington is what did the he true do? Killer?
What did he do? That's what I thought was gonna happen. And then it didn't. And it was just like you said, like they built it up. And then it was just like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was like I was on the edge of my seat. And then it's like I was on the edge of a mountain and y'all just pushed me. And I was like, oh my God, where did y'all come from?
Right.
That was the ending. Where did that ending come from?
Girl.
It was Whack Attack. And then I'm sitting here watching it and I'm just like, yeah, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Jared Leto gonna do something, or Denzel Washington is gonna find some type of evidence that's gonna that nothing.
I think that's the only reason really I didn't like it, was because it was so disappointing at the end and somewhat believable. Like, this has happened before.
And
that bothered me. And I was just like, ooh. So I don't know if the people who produced and directed, like the team, I mean, not just the director, but like, because, you know, it'd be a whole bunch of them producers and stuff.
Of course, yeah.
I don't know if they were making a political with this, because, you know, y'all, I'm the optimistic, the overly optimistic one, so I be trying to find the silver lining in everything. So I'm thinking of it from that point of view, like maybe they were like, we gotta speak to this because this be happening for real, so let's speak to it in the mm-hmm. movie. Because if that's what they were doing, then okay, that make a lot of sense. But if that's not what they were doing, that shit was whack as fuck. And they need their feelings hurt for that one, because it was too much.
It was just, to me, and what a lot of people have said, it was like, it was super unorganized.
Yeah.
It was just like, it's like the ending, it's like, I felt like they had a different ending. And they just kind of threw everything together. And it was just mm-hmm. like, wait, the beginning part was so good. Y'all got three superstars.
Superstars, girl. And you know what I'm saying? Is that the... So, because couple... Well, no. Because Marvel, you know, those were old shows. What? I'm just starting to think, like, a lot of the movies that we've seen post-COVID, if you can even call this post-COVID... A lot of them have been subpar. Like, the anticipation has been there, the support has been there, the excitement has been there. And then we watch it and it's just like,
Wait, what? So then it's telling me this was made before mm-hmm. and you guys put it together. So you could tell, because I watched Cruella de Vil, I watched Black Widow, and I'm like, I'm seeing great movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but then you show, but then it's like, then you look at movies, and we guys, we still have a touch up on it. I care a lot. I can't wait to talk about that.
Oh my God.
You know, Concrete Cowboy. It's like Netflix is putting out the films, y'all.
Girl, The Losers. Let me tell y'all, oh my God. Y'all,
ooh, I know. Ooh, I can't ooh. Wait. I'm going to watch that. Y'all don't.
Oh, yeah, I told you about that. That movie.
Netflix is coming out with the films, and they are killing it.
Girl, because I'm going to apply. I'm gonna be a Netflix actor.
Green, because I didn't send them an email. They are coming out with the movies. They're coming out with the shows. I mean, granted, half of the Emmys is Netflix originals.
Yeah,
The Crown,
mm-hmm.
Bridgerton, Queen's mm-hmm. Gap. Like, so mm-hmm. my thing is, Netflix is coming out the movies. This movie, Little Things, could have been done perfectly, phenomenally, and then you guys just destroyed it.
Because Little Things, that wasn't a Netflix, right?
No, that came on.
That was HBO, right? Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And that's what, see, that's crazy. Because HBO, it didn't matter what it was. If it was HBO, it was good. So what's going on over there? That's what I want to know. Because y'all struck out with Tenet and with Equalizer.
It's not an HBO original, though.
Oh, that's
true.
They just carried it.
Yeah, okay. They just picked HBO to put it out. It's my thing is, why are we rushing production?
I think that's what it is.
COVID happened.
Yeah.
Give it some time. If you can't put the project out, I mean, look how long they pushed Black Widow and then brought it back. And I know they tweaked some stuff and it turned out amazing. Phenomenal. So my thing is, why are we rushing? I felt like the little things had great potential because, again, guys, serial killer movies, I don't know why I've always found super interesting because it's just like finding this person and it's like they're toying. We've seen a lot on our, so guys, we're going to talk about this one day. I don't know when, but we're going to talk about one of our favorite shows, Chicago PD.
Oh, yeah.
We've seen.
We got to just do a Chicago, a Dick Wolf series because he got 500 shows. Yeah. So, girl.
So we've seen this serial killer, you know, type movie played out before on shows and series and stuff like that. So it was really interesting to see three superstars come together because I'm like, what? They have Denzel Washington, Rami, and Jared. I'm like, okay, this got to be something special. And then you see it, and then you're just like, okay. That's what we're doing. It was disappointing because don't get me wrong, the difference between Tenet and this movie is like Denzel, Rami, and Jared, they performed. They performed well. They executed. It was just the script. The dialogue was not as bad as Tenet to me.
Yeah, but I was going to say this one was a little bit, like, I could stomach it a lot more. It was definitely easier to understand.
I understand how mad I was. I was able to understand that. But it was just something that was just like, okay. That I wish that it would have played out a little bit differently, but the ending could have been, and I don't know if it was open-ended type of ending. I definitely don't want to see a second one. They better not make
is not gonna be a sequel on this. This is not the Equalizer. Let's not.
No, but you never know because when you think that there's not gonna be another movie, they like to play with you,
girl,
and do a second one. So we don't know. But overall, I think that they had so much potential, and they decided to just destroy us with that performance. I mean, of a movie. I didn't like it, but
I don't even know. Like, it's, I want to like it. I want to so bad because of the three actors. And it's just like, I'm trying to pinpoint the exact moment where I was just like, okay. But honestly, I wasn't. Maybe my taste in movies is changing. I wasn't that impressed. Like, probably halfway through. Like, I saw, like, okay, to me, when I feel like I can figure out the storyline, I get bored.
Yes.
And so
absolutely, 1,000%.
The only reason I finished it, because I thought I figured it out, and then I was like, oh, wait, hold on, this don't make sense. But then it started blowing me that I was seeing stuff that the characters weren't seeing, and I'm like, why are they still on him? Like, move on.
It's somebody else.
It's not him, it's somebody else. Yeah.
But so then I thought that irritated me. I swear. The way, I don't know if they did this on purpose or it was just my mind trying to figure out that my mind wanted the movie to be better. I was like, it gotta be Denzel Washington. Oh my God, what if it's Denzel? It's like my mind wanted it to be Denzel.
I know, right?
It's like, dang, we but it's not him. Great, but it's not him. So then it was just like, I was like,
Jared Leto was committed to his character. What bothered me about Rami's character is that he just was so, like, easily wrapped around Denzel's finger. It was just like, bruh, you just gonna let this old man come in and take over your investigation and lead you down the entire
beginning. He was trying to be hard at the beginning, like, oh, I'm this, da da da. And then Denzel was like, nigga.
Yeah, bruh. I know what I'm doing.
Nah. And he was like, yeah, I heard about you. Yeah.
So who's your favorite character in this movie?
Girl, Jared Leto.
Period.
That was it because at the end of the day, it's like he played y'all because y'all were wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I felt bad, but I didn't because he still had his own foolishness.
He still was crazy.
Yeah, he still had his own, like.
Girl, that scene when they broke into his apartment and then he was waiting for him. I was like, no, see, they have me there. That's I was what I'm like, saying. Oh my God, this is so
they
good.
They have me. And it's even like when he called and when he looked and he was, yeah. like, remember when he was in the car and he was like, yeah. you followed me?
Right.
Like, you followed, you know like, what I'm saying?
Oh, he is so creepy.
They had good moments.
It was,
but then yeah. it was just like when you ended it, it was just like, ugh, no. But that is that on Little Things. Guys, please let us know how you felt about Little Things, because we...
Which one you like?
Because we just... We wasn't feeling it. We wasn't feeling it.
This was a hard batch. This was a hard...
But like we, I said, I feel yeah. like they just been rushing to put out stuff since yeah. COVID. And it's like, nah, baby. Like, we get it. The general audience, like, real movie buffs, we know what's going on. Like, when I... Yeah. I'd rather see quality... Then you rush something out,
but here's the embassy. But whack. But that's why I love Disney, because they
gonna make you wait.
They gonna make you wait. Wait 3 years before they. Well, because you know
Disney is like the Apple of movies. You gonna uh-huh. buy it, so you can sit here and complain. We don't
complain
care.
About it. Just say like how want. We waiting for Drake's album, anyways. But I just had to throw that out there, guys.
Shout out to Drake. OVO, right?
You know what I'm saying,
out, bruh.
We've Dang. Been waiting. Ugh, how you born in our month? But you a Scorpio, so that's why. Anyway, right. You're not a Libra, because if you was a Libra, it would have been came out. Sorry, I just had to throw that out there because I'm just.
If he was a Libra, he would have been punctual. Period. But anyway.
But anyways, guys. So that is the movies that we want to talk about. Things: John versus Denzel, father son dynamic. You know what I'm saying? That's what we wanted to put out. I think that these two are phenomenal. But see, here's the question that I have for you, Tina, and everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
The main question is, do you think that John Washington will ever be bigger than his father or stay in his shadows?
So here's the thing. When you're a pillar... of society, and quite frankly, arguably, Denzel is one of the pillars of American acting, of American film cinematography. His repertoire is unparalleled. The only person really that can go up against him is maybe who can go up against him? Maybe dang.
Who can go up against who?
Denzel.
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx. Girl, we finna end this podcast. Don't play with me. Jamie Foxx got some good roles, but he did not have the he got the same
so he got the same book whoa.
Of work.
It doesn't even, it doesn't even, it's the talent. It's the talent.
Oh, you're talking about the talent. Okay,
I'm talking about talent.
Oh, yeah, talent. It's exponentially potential. Yeah. Like, it's exponential potential.
Because in actuality, we would want to say Will Smith, but Will Smith hasn't got an Oscar. But Jamie Foxx has.
But Will Smith has put out Oscar-worthy work.
But he, now, Will Smith has the book. So my thing, my next question is, doesn't matter if you have an Oscar or another. It's Hell your nah. book work. And okay. And nah, that's, I agree with that too.
Yeah, because the thing about the Oscars, think about award shows in the movie industry and the music industry specifically, it's all opinion based, because how some people may not have seen Magnificent Seven or saw it and was disgusted by it, but another person saw it and thought it was the most brilliant work Quentin Tarantino ever did.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? So like, there's no real measure of talent when it comes to stage performance. And I put all of that in the same category when it comes to this conversation.
Yeah.
Music, acting, movies, all of that stuff. That's stage performance. I think in this day and age, you don't need an Oscar. I think at one point, yes.
I think
at one point it was
back then, but still up to this day, a lot, and this will get me mad, a lot of artists feels that if they don't have awards, that their talent is discredited, and it's like,
and it's not like about no, that. Not
it's
at
not
all.
About them. At not the anymore. End of the day, Will Smith has put in. I think Will Smith has put in certain movies that will always pass a lot of actors. That will always pass.
Listen, Will Smith ain't never got to worry about a box office open, because Will Smith is it. On there. Period. Yeah. People gonna show up.
And shout out, and me, speaking of Will Smith, he's coming out a movie in November. He's going to be the father of Serena Williams and Venus Williams, tennis stars.
And I like how they did that. Like, it's about them, but it's about their dad.
I cannot wait. I have always been a fan of Will Smith's work. He is phenomenal. And I just hate the fact that... they have tried him, and I think that he allowed them to affect him in a way, and that's what made me mad. Because at the end of the day, he has done so much work. I mean, he had a TV show, and that's it. That's it. But anyways, guys, before we end, so my question to you is, which one did you like more, Tenet or Little Things?
Oh, Little Things. Yeah, because I'm not even gonna pretend that I understood anything to do with Tenet. Like, I had to watch it twice. Still don't know what the fuck going on. Past, present, future. No. Okay, Morpheus, I want the blue pill. You can take the red one. I don't care. Like, because I'm done. Then, like, put me back to sleep. I'm over it. Let's move on. Like, the little things. And in Little Things, really, it's the lesser of two evils. Because I wasn't that impressed by the little things either. It wasn't, I'll put it like this. It wasn't my favorite performance by those actors, and not because they acted bad. It just wasn't my favorite. It's not going to make my top five. It's not going to be nowhere near my top five. Just
didn't make no sense.
Right.
And it was unnecessary.
At all. Both of those movies wasn't. So what the hell? Why did they come out? I think, like I said,
they're trying to be different. And I was like, stop trying to be different. Makes sense.
The only thing I did like about the little things, like I said, because it really did shine a light on that shit really be happening.
Yeah, that they do be killing innocent people.
Accusing innocent people. Focusing on the wrong people.
But then my thing is, it would have been better if Denzel Washington would have never said rhyming those things to make him seem like, yes, you did get the right dude, because he's trying to make him sleep well with the fact that you just killed an innocent guy. I didn't like that. It should have been like, nah, you killed that innocent dude. That was on you. Y'all chased the wrong person. Boom, cat. You get what I'm saying? Like, that should have been that.
What it was.
Yeah.
But which one was your favorite?
Little Things.
Girl.
Nah, Tenet. I ain't know nothing about that place. I mean, that movie.
You know what my favorite movie was? This is my favorite movie. American Gangster. All right, we done. Because that's not even, we're not even going to talk
girl,
about this
that's
crazy
like,
ass. Oh he God, just has so much, it. I didn't even realize how big of a book of work he had until we started talking about this episode. Girl.
He has a lot of stuff. I mean, we didn't even get into Book of Eli. We didn't even get to Equalizer.
Girl, Book of Eli had me on. Now you want to talk about something that's different. Some time travel stuff. We need John. You need to tell your director to watch the Book of Eli, because that movie had me. Child.
No, it was like I said, Denzel got the work. But so, guys, before we end, we definitely do want to start this whole new thing. So there is a new show.
Oh my God,
HBO.
It's crazy, y'all. It's crazy,
y'all. This show.
I don't
know. This show. So it's called The White Lotus, y'all.
Child.
Oh my goodness. It has so many actors and actresses that
these white folks is hilarious.
That you are familiar with. It is definitely I already know that it's gonna get a lot of nominees just because it's actually really, really good. I doubt that anybody knows, but if you ever watch Euphoria, the girl Sydney Sweden, she's on that movie. If you ever watch Star, the girl that plays Star, Brittany O'Garthy, she's in there. You got Alexander, she played on a numerous amount of stuff. You got Jennifer, you got Connie Britton that plays on 911. It's a lot of people that's on this show.
Oh, what's the girl's name that played in Insecure?
Oh, Kelly, but her name is Natasha.
Natasha, there we go. Yeah.
So Natasha's on there. Guys, it's a full cast. It is crazy. And so it's already up on the third episode. I mean, the fourth episode. Mm-hmm. And what is three things you want to say about the show?
Girl, I don't even know. Like, first of all, it's definitely one of those shows where you're just like, wait, what? Like, but you just keep watching. I would say watch past the first episode, because after the first episode, I was a little iffy on it. I was interested, but yeah. I was still a little iffy on it. Definitely watch past the first episode, y'all.
Because once you get to the second episode, you like, well, okay. I'm gonna keep watching because I'm like, something is the okay.
Something
so
off.
The show,
something is off.
The show is off. Like, and when okay, so let me see if I could. We're gonna try to make sense here. The show is intriguing only because you're trying to figure out what is up with these people. There is a bunch of different groups of people, and you got a family. You have a newlywed. You have a single lady. Then you got this crazy hotel staff. Everybody is going through their own issues and
some
problems.
Drama.
But it's like, is this a drama? Is this a comedy? Like, you don't know.
It's,
am I supposed to
laugh
at
this? Dark
humor.
It's definitely dark.
It's dark humor, guys. It is hilarious. And what we're going to be doing, so the next time we speak, we're actually going to dive in each episode and really break it down, because we just want to do, we want to talk about the initial shows that we, or movie that we decide to pick, but then we want to take a time out to talk about this show to keep it live, because it's actually being done right now. But all I can say is right now, guys, definitely watch White Lotus. It's on HBO Max. It is... Oh my goodness. It is one of those interesting shows that you have to take part of.
It's the hotel manager for me, because he,
let me tell you,
he's
something.
He is stressed,
but he is so conniving and evil.
And that boat trip, I was like, you bogus.
Yo, that was so bogus. It's when she was singing when it was going back.
And they were just awkwardly sitting there like, I cannot believe this.
No, my best part is when she was like, okay, you guys gonna have to move.
Right.
And then it's just the chair. Oh my God.
They just took their table like right in the middle of their meal. Like, oh, okay, so I guess we're gonna have to move. Like, what kind of...
And why does that seem like something that could actually happen at a resort?
Let me tell you something. This show, I feel families are actually going through this.
Mm-hmm.
These things are actually happening. So, I just thought it was so funny. I'm sorry. The best scene will always be the scene where they're talking about when he find out about his dad.
Oh, my God. Funny.
When he found out about his dad and then his daughter and friend was...
Well, maybe he's a power bottom. Yeah, dad, so, he could
listen,
be.
It's like, I don't see what the problem is.
Right. Oh.
And then it's the mom. She's just like, he's entitled to feel how he wants to. What are you going to do? Cancel him? Guys, I know that we're just rambling, but no, seriously.
No, you guys got
to
watch
it. You have to watch it, because what we're going to do, we're going to break each episode, because it's really hilarious. It is really funny. It's a good time.
Girl, it's a good time. And we were going to make our show to watch Gossip Girl,
oh,
but we're not going to waste our time. Trash.
Yo, so last episode, if you did listen to it, we did talk about Gossip Girls, how we were going to follow up and we was going to watch it.
Nope.
Yeah. Second episode.
Didn't even bother watching it.
Yeah, I did. And I didn't finish it because I said, please don't go this way. Please don't go this direction. And they went this direction. And I'm not dealing with it. I'm not doing it.
It is literally everywhere I go to see Gossip Girl stuff or accidentally see Gossip Girl stuff, the comments are so lit and hilarious. Like, y'all know, because I said it in the last episode, I'm a huge Gossip Girl fan of the original Blair, Chuck, Serena, all of them. Okay. This can't even be mentioned in the same conversation. This needs to immediately be taken off HBO and never thought of again. And I feel bad because this show was supposed to be a breakout for a lot of those young actors who are in this show. And this is going to tarnish. This is going to make it hard for them to bounce back.
Low key. Some of them is going to actually make it hard, yeah.
It's going to make it hard for them to bounce back because they put so much behind the hype of this show. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so much advertisement and so much talk. And then all the people who were already fans of Gossip Girl, like me, we were into it. We were super excited. Oh my God, Gossip Girl coming back. Gossip Girl coming back. Child, they could have, they, what, look. I'm frustrated, okay? They could have went. They could have went and been like, it's going to be Gossip Girl, but they're going to be grown. I would be like, okay. That's cool. And they could have kept it in high school too with the next generation, which I was fine with. What they should not have done was make this creepy dynamic between the teachers and the students. First of all, I went to predominantly white, very prissy, very exclusive private school. Well, not them teachers. Mm-hmm. We only act like we're intimidated by them. We didn't care because our parents made, well, theoretically, our parents made more than them. Did nobody care about that? They were meant to guide us in class and outside of class. That was it. We behaved inside the classroom, outside the classroom. We did whatever we wanted to do. Was nobody intimidated? And then our teachers weren't taking pictures of us getting dressed in our home front room window.
Yeah, that, I'm
that
sorry.
Was that so, so creepy. I cannot believe in this day and age in 2021, after all the Me Too stuff that was happening and I'm all dying. This, we would ever let somebody create a script where a teacher creepily stands outside of a student, a current student's home, and basically peeping Tom them and then post it on the internet. What kind of shit? Yeah. And that's coming. And I wish it sounds like I'm being a parent, but like, no, I'm not okay with that. That's not okay. That was super weird. HBO, and that's the HBO original. HBO.
Yeah, so I was just like, HBO, cut that out. That's trash. Y'all messed up and
don't nobody need to watch
some
that.
Great, y'all put out some great stuff and y'all gonna try me with that.
Girl.
All right. But I feel bad. Guys,
I made you watch it. I can't. Like, I know,
you did. Anyways, that is it for our episode, guys. Hopefully you enjoyed it. So we will be doing a poll. Look out for it in a couple of days. We will be doing what's better, a Little Things versus Tenet, the son versus the father. And let's see who wins. And don't forget to follow us on our social media. Mine is silly_nays.
I'm Miss Tina _.
And that's it. So guys, look forward next in 2 weeks. We have a fun and exciting episode coming. So definitely look forward to it. And guys, we will catch you guys later. Bye, guys.
Bye.